Do you find your energy level is low? Do you wish you had more energy at the end of every day? Do you hear yourself saying, "I'm too young to feel this tired"? My name is Dawn Culp. I'm a certified hypnotherapist, Reiki master teacher, meditation coach, and owner of The Zen Room in Gilroy, California. You can also find us online at www.thezenroom.net. And today we're going to be talking about signal versus noise to improve your energy. Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Zen Room. So it has been a long time. I want to say a little over a year since I have podcasted. And I really feel as though it's time for lots and lots and lots of reasons. And I really feel as though this subject is the perfect one to go diving back into the water with. So the first thing to know is we're going to be talking about signal and noise during this podcast. I was out doing my 3 miles this morning and it dawned on me, oh, this would be a really cool podcast. And I finally feel as though I have extra energy to do it. So it's interesting. If you look back at the last year, anybody that knows me knows that I've taken up some personal, you know, hobbies. I've been painting up a storm. And I've been really focused on my diet and my exercise because I really feel as though the older I get, I turn 50 in 2 weeks, by the way. I'm really into having my body feel good so that the energy that I have to give to myself and the world and my family is top notch. So in order to say yes to my health, I had to make sure that I wasn't overdoing it on the work front. And in order to say yes to painting, something that I enjoy, my hobby, I had to make sure that I wasn't, again, going too heavy on the work thing. Because during the COVID years, I definitely was working overtime. So setting my boundaries and putting a little bit more fun back in my life and making sure that my health is top-notch. I'm in a place now where I'm like, hey, we can sprinkle in some podcasts again. So I have been definitely exercising my own boundaries over the last couple of years to make sure that I stay in balance because, it was a lot. It was a lot, and I feel definitely like I'm coming out the other side of a very long marathon. Figuratively and metaphorically, because I just did my very first 10K. It's like, okay, back to balance. We can do this. And as I was doing my 3 miles this morning, I was going over this idea of signal versus noise. It kept coming up as I was doing my morning routine. And I started thinking about, okay, well, what is signal versus noise? And I started remembering being 16 and my old Zephyr, trying to find, you know, Hotel California on the radio, but having to fidget with the dial a little bit because if you didn't have it dialed in just right, you'd have a lot of static on the line. Or back when you were watching old TV with the rabbit ears, anybody who's under 30, they have no idea what I'm talking about, but my older group will know. Rabbit ears on the TV and you'd have to mess with the fine-tune dial because sometimes there'd be snow or like the white fuzzy stuff instead of just a really clear picture on your TV and you'd have to mess with the fine-tune dial to get more signal versus noise, right? So this idea of signal being the desired outcome or the desired information that you're trying to reach, the desired song or the desired TV program, without the noise would be the static or the snow or the thing that was interfering with your strong signal. It's always this balance of the signal to the noise ratio, and it got me thinking that is everywhere in life. That's not just with our electronics, right? That's everywhere in life. Let's just, for instance, say that you're thinking, oh, I really want to learn how to paint, or oh, I really want to learn how to play golf, or oh, I really want to learn how to play the piano, or whatever. That is, and it really truly is a desire that you have, right? It's really truly a desire that you have in your heart that you'd love to do this. That would be signal. That would be the desired output or endeavor or signal. Okay, And the noise is the distraction. The noise is going to be what we would call the static on the line, or the snow, the distraction. And those distractions that interfere with a good, strong signal come from many, many places. And what's really interesting is anybody who's taken my Tapping Into Your Intuition class, and I have it in person, and I also have it a remote virtual class, because not everybody's local to me. What you learn in that class is how to tap into that intuitive part of you. And it also helps you to realize the noise, the ego, the inner critic, the inner child. And they can really interfere with your signal. So if your intuition is your signal and your inner critic that tells you you're not smart enough, you're not thin enough, you're not good enough, sometimes the noise is internal. It's our own internal noise. It's our own inner critic telling us we can't. It's our own inner child telling us we're too afraid. It's our own ego saying we're resisting that for this reason and this reason and this reason and this reason. No, 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 no. We need to stay the course. We need to, you know, continue to do these things that we don't enjoy doing, and we don't deserve to have that special something for ourselves, right? So I really, really, truly believe, and this was mulling over in my head as I was out this morning, this idea that, well, why can't we have more signal in our life than noise? Why can't we, even if it was just, I'm going to play piano, I'm going to go and I'm going to start taking piano lessons 1 hour a day. Can you find 1 hour a day? You absolutely can find 1 hour a day. Give me a break. Of course you can. I learned how to paint by watching Bob Ross on TV, right? Besides my Netflix monthly subscription, or whatever, I think it was Netflix, learning how to paint was absolutely free. And one day down the road, I might take a painting class from somebody, but everything that I've learned how to paint so far has been just me being curious and watching people and how-to videos on YouTube and just being super curious. I find it fascinating. So I don't have any internal dialogue inside of me saying, oh, well, I can't afford an art class. Well, guess what? I didn't afford an art class. Or, oh, I don't have time. Oh, well, I have time to, you know, do these other noise, as I would put noise in quotations, these noisy things like watching an hour's worth of TV. Okay, well, why couldn't I trade in 1 hour of TV if I'm going to watch TV and watch a painting show instead? Or the noise can come from external places. The noise can come from, family members or friends saying, well, that's just a silly waste of time. What do you think you're going to do, become an artist at 50? And the answer is, well, yes, I do. So be aware of the static or the snow or the noise, the distraction that you have in your life, if it's internal or external. Be aware of how much airtime they're actually getting in your head. Meaning, if this is something that you truly want to do, whatever, fill in the blank, a project, a program, an art project, a new adventure, a new business venture, who's to say that you can't say, hey, what is the biggest distraction in my life? And what happens if I take that out and I free up this extra time? So what's interesting is, and I can already hear people listening to this going, Dawn, I just don't have the energy at the end of the day. I'm just too tired. So what I would say is, that's all the more reason to do a signal versus noise audit of your life. Because you have, every single person comes to this planet with energy. And there are things that feed that energy body, and there are things that detract from that energy body. If I were to explain it to you as like a diet, you might get it a little bit better. So let's try this. Let's say that you have an allergy and you've got some kind of allergy, and it's a food allergy, and you've been eating this way your whole life, and this idea of, well, what if I just try to take out, I don't know, gluten, or what if I try to take out dairy, or what most people will tell you to do is to take all of the quote-unquote usual suspects out of your diet all at once. Elimination diet. Like, go to bland. Nobody likes it, myself included. It's very boring. But the idea is if you take all of the usual suspects out of your diet for like, say, 30 days, and then you one by one introduce them back into your diet slowly so that you can see the effect, you will find, most of the time, you will find who your culprits are. Okay, so I had a friend who did, she did the Whole 30 diet. Actually, I have quite a few friends who did the Whole 30 diet. And it was the same thing. You pull out all the stuff and then you live very clean for 30 days and then you introduce, you know, dairy. And you start with dairy or maybe you start with gluten and you slowly but surely say, ooh, now I'm starting to feel this way. Ooh, now I'm starting to feel tired. I'll bet it's the dairy. Or, oh gee, I'll bet it's the fill in the blank. And then that's how they're able to fine-tune their diet and figure out, okay, this is how I can eat and not feel like it's kicking my butt every day. So if we can use that same philosophy with how we spend our time or how we spend our attention or how we spend our waking hours and say, what if we were to eliminate all of that? Imagine I put you in a cabin with no internet, no TV for 1 month. Okay, so first of all, everybody's like, oh my God, I don't know if I could do that. But I'll bet you could, and I'll bet after, you know, a week of maybe your initial withdrawals, you would find yourself wanting to get creative, wanting to do something crafty, wanting to do something artistic, wanting to do something, I don't know, introspective. That's the idea. Now, I know that that's a lot to ask. I am one person that I am honest to God when I say this. I know that I am addicted to television. And my husband is as well, and we've had conversations about it. So we have a pretty firm, you know, discipline in our house that the TV doesn't go on until about 8 o'clock at night. And that's after we've had a full day's work, after we've done all of our productive things. That's usually after he's written, because he likes to write, or after I've painted or I've written. And then we'll usually watch a little bit of TV as we wind up the night. I call it our dessert, but I'm well aware that it's a distraction. I used to be somebody that had the TV on all day, every day, and people would say, oh, I just like having the noise on in the background, but it is truly noise in the background, which means if there is noise in the background, then it's interfering with your signal. So here is something to think about. What are your biggest noise distractions, static on the line? What are your biggest things where you put your attention that interfere with the signal? So if we're coming up on a new year, so maybe spend December, it's November 29th right now, maybe spend December saying, what is it that I want out of my next year? And if I want that, and that is my signal, what can I do to reduce the noise in my life to actually make that happen, to give that signal a fighting chance of surviving? Maybe it's something like I don't do Facebook anymore. I probably do it 3 times a year. Every just once in a while, I'll go in and check, maybe once a quarter. Instagram, I do a little bit if I'm letting people know about a class or whatnot. But I'd say my social media is probably limited to about 20 minutes a week. And that is plenty for me. So my distraction is not social media, although it used to be. I remember when I was quitting, and I call it quitting like quitting smoking. I remember when I was quitting Facebook, I was shocked at how difficult it was to put that thing down. It was to the point where I'm like, okay, this is ridiculous. So what are your biggest distractions? What are the things that keep you from sitting and writing or crafting or putting together your new venture or exercising or doing things that make you feel good, doing things that will help to point you in the direction of your signal? If you can find your biggest culprit, if you can find your biggest noise distraction and address it as an allergy, just like we were talking about the diet. Address it like an allergy and say, I'm going to go off of this for 30 days. And I'm going to see either how much time I free up, how much distractions I put aside. Maybe some people I know, I've got actually clients who talk to me about this. They'll get on the internet and they'll go down a rabbit hole of information. And next thing you know, they've spent 4 hours learning everything there is to know about 19 different conspiracy theories and, or not even conspiracy theories, maybe just 19 different subjects. And they just find themselves getting out of the, you know, off of the computer feeling lousy. They're feeling irritated. They're feeling mad. They're feeling helpless. They're feeling terrible. They're feeling like there's nothing that they can do about all of this horrible stuff that they've read about. I would say, well, that is a massive distraction. If it does not, if it's interfering with your signal. So that's another thing to think about too. One person's signal might be another person's noise. Same with an allergy. My husband is allergic to gluten. I am not. So his diet doesn't affect me the same way. If I find myself needing to do research on a subject because I'm doing a documentary, and that documentary has me needing to spend hours and hours online going down rabbit holes to, you know, to make this documentary great, then I would say, great, then that is signal. But if my signal is actually to become, I don't know, whatever, something else entirely, the most awesome chef in the world, and I find myself going down and doing 10 hours of, you know, just going down a rabbit hole, then that is a noise. That is a distraction. It's not getting me towards my signal. So not everybody's signal is everybody else's signal. That's something to be aware of. So what is a practical application of all of this information? A couple things that I would do. This is what I would say are the basic homework takeaways from this podcast. First of all, let your body tell you if it's signal or noise. If you are finding yourself wanting to go in a certain direction, but you are getting distracted by, like I said, TV is a really big one, social media is a really big one, very, very critical internal dialogue is a big one, other people telling you you can't, that's silly, that's a big one. Find out what your signal is, and you can do that in a meditation, by the way. And then find out what your noise is. And the best way to do that is to start taking them one by one out of your life. So I took Facebook, and I don't have a problem with Facebook, but it just became a distraction for me. It became, okay, if I wanted to paint and I wanted to be really good at my job and I wanted to podcast, and I've got a lot of things that I want to do that are all heading in the same signal direction. If somebody were to say, Dawn, what is your number one signal? I would say to help people tap into their truest potential so that they can live a joyful life. Like, that is what I feel like I was put on this earth to do. And the way that I do that can be many different ways. You know, sometimes I feel like I want to write a book, and I've done two of them now and I co-wrote one with a friend. And another way is going to be, I actually really enjoy being artistic. That's a brand new one that popped up that I had to create space to let it breathe and see what it wanted to be. I didn't know I had that inside of me. And then it reminds me, gosh, what else don't I know I have inside of me? And I want all of you to be asking that question too. Gosh, what else is inside of me that I haven't given space to let it breathe, because I've been just suffocating it with distraction and noise? So, the point of this podcast is to help you, if you are interested, and if you're not, you can just leave it right where you found it, to help you determine, what is my signal? Go into a meditation, go into your meditation beach or your meditation forest, and ask your intuition. And anybody that's taken, like I said, my tapping into your intuition class is going to know how to do this, or come to my meditations, you know, you already know how to do this. Ask your intuition, what is a signal? What is something that I am here to do that would bring life to myself and life to others? What gifts do I need to express? Those are the sorts of questions that you want to ask. And then once you get more and more clear on your signal, and it will continue to get clearer and clearer over time, and the more that you feed that beautiful beast, and it is a beautiful beast, the more that you feed that beautiful part of you, it will start to crowd out the noise. But at first, you're going to have to most likely remove the noise yourself, because let's face it, we are addicted to our noisy things. Then, once you get clearer and clearer and clearer on your signal, then start asking yourself, what are my biggest distractions? What are my biggest distractions? And then one by one, just like the diet, start to pull them out of your life. Again, imagine, what would you do if you were locked in a cabin for 30 days with no internet and no TV, but all of the resources at your fingertips to support the signal noise that you, the signal that you have inside of you? Maybe it's an easel and paints and canvases. Maybe it's a piano in your cabin. Maybe it's, I don't know, all the food and the chef paraphernalia that you would need to come up with some of the most beautiful concoctions imaginable. So you're in this cabin. Maybe that's your meditation. You're in this cabin for 30 days. What do I do? What can I explore in this time when I don't have all of those distractions? And allow yourself to start going in that direction. And then once you get clearer on that, start taking more of the distractions out of your life. It will give you more room for the signal. And what you will find, because I am living proof, what you will find is you have more energy at the end of the day. There's not this part of you that's resisting your natural inclination to want to go in a direction, right? It's like, gosh, you so badly, intuitively want to go left, but somebody keeps grabbing the steering wheel and forcing you to go right. And you're like, ugh. And it's this tug of war and it just feels exhausting. And next thing you know, like, forget it. I'm just going to turn on and binge watch 19 hours of fill in the blank. Okay. And I am not putting down fun things, right? Entertainment. It's fun to be entertained. I actually get ideas when I watch TV. But I do have to keep it in check. I have to treat it like a treat, not like a meal, right? TV for me has to be treated like a dessert, not like a full 7-course meal. Otherwise, if I just allow myself to binge on it, which I can and have done, nothing else gets done. And then I just wind up spending a whole day doing nothing, actually feeling more tired, feeling like, ugh, gosh. So this is a point of being honest with yourself. And like I said, if this is speaking to you, great, then this podcast was meant for you. Just be aware and then start making moving steps to move towards more signal and less noise. And just like a diet, my friends, you are the only one who can do it. You are the only one who can make those shifts. But I'll tell you, even if you do it little by little by little in time, over time, you will find, boy, you just feel better. Your life has more purpose. It's more joyful. Joyful energy is much better than regretful energy. Okay, so I hope this podcast struck a nerve, even if it's a teeny, eeny, eeny little one. It was fun to get back on the mic, and you'll be hearing more from me now that I have found my balance for now. And I look forward to talking to you on future podcasts. So for now, find your signal. Get the noise out, and I will chat with you later. Bye for now.